For a state to compete, they must have the following: a site that's close to an area with a population of 1 million or more, access to mass transit, and it must be within 45 minutes of an international airport. That's why Colorado officials think they've got a shot.
What makes this one a little bit different is the awareness of Amazon.
J.J. Ament is with the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation and one of the people helping to spearhead the project.
This has gotten the attention of the whole nation. For that matter, North America. So we're competing internationally.
Colorado has been at the top of several lists since Amazon made its announcement, and the New York Times went so far as to pick Denver as the winning city after conducting its own analysis. The state has at least $10 million set aside as a cash incentive, and local communities have their own money as well. But Ament says Colorado's biggest incentive is a tax credit for hiring high-paid workers.
They're related directly to job growth and whether those are good-paying jobs. So it's really a reward that is credited to a company after they come and actually perform.
That's a far cry from states like Wisconsin, which recently passed $3 billion in special incentives to try to lure Taiwanese electronics company Foxconn. Even with legislative and gubernatorial support for Amazon, state lawmakers aren't able to do that. Republican Representative Paul Lundeen of Colorado Springs says many in his party would oppose any more incentives.
It's about relieving regulatory burden. That's the most attractive thing you can offer to any business person. And the benefit of that is it helps the people who are already here.
But without a big cash payout up front, Colorado will have to rely on other attributes. At 2.4%, the state has the second lowest unemployment rate in the country and a concentration of advanced industries. Michelle Hedwiger is a director at the State Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Her team is leading the overall effort. She says fewer incentives can sometimes be a good thing.
We wouldn't want them to make a short-term decision based on incentives, but be a long-term partner to be involved in the community, invest back in the state.
To stand out, she says Colorado needs to highlight the new international flights out of Denver International Airport and room for future airport expansion. The application will also look at lifestyle similarities to Amazon's other headquarters in Seattle. But some think Colorado is already too crowded. Walking through downtown Denver, the whole city can sometimes feel like a giant construction site, with new buildings and skyrises going up even higher. 28-year-old Andrea Shin grew up in Boulder and now lives in Lakewood.
Seems like more people are coming every day, which is wonderful for the economy, I suppose. But I think we've been a little sideswiped and people are coming a little faster than we can anticipate.
Shin is a chef at a Denver-area restaurant. She says she understands the drive to get Amazon, but also worries about the company's growth, including its recent purchase of Whole Foods, and what that means for other industries and workers.
The idea of headquarters, yes, there will be jobs, but there's also a high level of automation going into those things. So it's like we're creating jobs, but then we're also kind of taking away jobs.
33-year-old accountant Scott Dennis has mixed feelings. On the one hand, he says he worries about mom-and-pop shops.
Colorado has done a really good job of creating and maintaining small businesses, and I think this is one step of kind of diminishing that.
He also sees positives. He moved to Colorado from Indiana.
I mean, the people that will be living and working here for them make a lot of money, you know, so they will reinvest that money back into the community. So I think it's a good company, you know, so that definitely helps.
There are a few other factors that could work against Colorado. The state has one of the lowest per pupil spending rates in the country. Housing in Denver is also getting increasingly expensive. Colorado faces a multi-billion dollar funding shortfall to maintain roads and bridges over the next decade to keep up with ongoing transportation needs. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.